This program has been previously recorded.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec.
Clint Eastwood. You know, the type of parts I play require staying in pretty fair shape. Having good wind for easy breathing is most important.
Welcome back, time travelers, to WMFO. This is Chris Searle from an undisclosed location. A pre-recorded show here for you. Time travel for the next 2 hours. I'm going to start you off in 1979. This is Sniff in the Tears. It hit number 15 on the Billboard Top 100 back in 1979, and they've been struggling ever since, sniffing the tears with Driver's Seat. Great song. You find that on Boogie Nights in the movie. Plus in flea markets and your local Savers vinyl collection, 50 cent bin. And in Time Travel with Chris Earle. I am not live. I'm not dead. I don't have the old COVID-19s. I don't have the 19 coronas. But I'm playing some tunes for you. Might as well. I got nothing else to do. Put together a show for you. A free show for you. All you need to do is give me a little bit of your time. That's all I ask. You take a little bit of your day out, and then I play you some songs. How hard is that? Is that that hard? Do I demand anything from you? No. I preach a little, but you know what? You need a good preaching, especially in this day and age, because we got that coronas out there. We got curbside pickup. It's crazy. Anyway, next one's from 1979, too. I don't even know what it is. Let's just play it.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
It's quick to become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along. Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come share it with me.
Moving right along.
We'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fozzie. Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way.
So trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
I'm moving right along. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west. Signs of men.
Yeah, welcome on the same boat that says come back again.
Moving right along. Nice town.
Footloose and fancy free.
You're ready for the big time.
Is it ready for me?
Kermit and Fozzie with Moving Right Along here on Time Travel. Isn't that fantastic? Doesn't that make you feel good? Doesn't that just take you away for a couple of minutes? You're in the car with them. There's a fork in the road, and it's an actual giant fork. It's from the Muppet movie. Great movie from 1979. I saw it a whole bunch of times. Had the Rainbow Connection and a whole bunch of other songs. Had a pig doing karate, and it had, what's his name there, Charles Durning. He died, didn't he? Everybody always confused. No, Brian Dennehy just died. Everybody always confused the two, but they pretty much look the same. I think Charles Durning made a little bit more money than Brian Dennehy, but Brian Dennehy was cooler. And he was, what that guy's name? Frog guy. Mr. Doc Hopper. That's what it was. Anyway, we're in 1979 here on Time Travel. I recorded this a little earlier in the week, so You want to call me? Too bad. TS, as they say. Too bad. TS. Usually high atop Curtis Hall in Medford, Massachusetts, I'm at an undisclosed location, spinning the hits from 1979 for you today. This next one is Let's Find Out. She wants some hot stuff. Donna Summer, 1979. She was having sex like left and right back then. She was the queen of disco and the queen of having sex in 1979. And you could wear like weird stuff back then. You could have like an all white leather suit with giant boots, like Kiss boots, like dressed up like Gene Simmons. And you can just come in like a bubble. Like that bubble's probably back in 2020. You could come in as like in a meat dress like Lady Gaga. Back in 79, you could pretty much do anything. It was like, you know, Friday night, Saturday night fever. You know, Friday night, everybody's going out. They're getting all dolled up, dressed up, tailored suits and nice gowns and stuff, nice hair. And then they just dance and sweat and have a bunch of sex and do drugs and alcohol. And then, you know, the weekend was over and then it was back to, working at the construction site. Or as a secretary, making like $2 a week. Anyway, time travel here with you till 7 p.m. And this next one is Elvis Costello. Costello and the Attractions. You can't let them out. You can't be like, oh, it's just Elvis Costello. You have to be like, no, and the Attractions. Like Buddy Holly had the Crickets, all right? The Crickets were good. But, you know, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, did they really add much? No, you wanted the weird guy that looked like Buddy Holly, Elvis Costello.
When the lights go down in the California town, people are in for the evening. I jump into my car and I throw in my guitar. My heart beat in time with the breathing. Driving over Canaan, singing to my soul. There's people out there turning music into gold. I'm a buddy Jim Bass. He's a working pump of gas and he
That's Gold by John Stewart. Not John Stewart, that guy that was on Comedy Central that did the news program, but John Stewart, the guy that slept with Stevie Nicks. Because she's in the background there, and she's like, people out there, turn the music into gold. Actually, she had more of a nasally, like Tom Petty, like, people out there, turn the music into gold. Here's Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks. This is a duet by yours truly. Ready?
Stop dragging my car around.
Was that Stevie or was that Tom Petty?
Stop dragging my car around.
Well, that was fun. Here's another song.
Just try.
Blondie, Heart of Glass, 1979. One more. Van Halen, Dead or Alive. I prefer Alive. Time Travel here with you till 7.
Lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Now, folks, we're going to play some good dance music. If you ain't right, get right. Get ready now. Let's go. Hot dog.
Mm-hmm. party.
Dog. That's from 1927. That's Burnett and Rutherford with Ladies on the Steamboat. Can you imagine Beyonce dancing to that? That's hot dance music. Hot dog, man. Ladies on the Steamboat, ladies on the Steamboat, ladies on the Steamboat, ladies on the Steamboat. They got that little hop in the mouth, the thing that you start to whack it and it breaks your teeth. You got to be careful with those things. That's what they did back then. They went on steamboats and, you know, they gambled and drank some moonshine and, you know, a couple people drowned along the way, but it was a good weekend. And then they'd go back to their job on the construction site it was before the big crash. So, yeah, they'd go to the construction site or they'd go home and, you know, fight for women's suffrage. Something like that. I don't know. 1927.
This sample made by Frank Leonard.
Dear Mother, I am feeling well and hope to hear the same from you. I have not received one card or letter yet, and please write. I am going to bring apples home, and I am bathing every day. I am getting good meals, and I sleep every night very soundly. I am very tanned. I will be home next Tuesday. Regards from all, from your loving son. To be or not to be, whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take up arms against a sea of trouble, say, this Hamlet was a talkative mug, wasn't he? I wouldn't get all this cackle in my nut in a year.
This sample made by Bob Lett.
There lies the city of lies. It's a sad sight, the scramble of ants in their hills, the buzzing of bees in their hives, each man with a smile on his face and a knife up his sleeve. And they blame it all on me. And the women, smiling, luring, tempting, each with her own little mask of pretense. And for what? To get her share of the gold for which some man sells his very soul. And they blame it all on me.
This sample made by Siegfried von Schultz.
The story of old Bernstein, a great fiddle surgeon, a patient, marvelous little workman who for years had been the finest repairer for 1,000 miles around. His tiny workshop was in the heart of the city, where the surface cars roared beneath and the elevated trains above his window. I found him one afternoon, as usual, hard at work. This fiddle was by Antoni Stradivari made over 200 years ago in the Cremona workshop. There, Antonio, he worked with the master, Niccolo Amati. There are many like Brudas together work, but Antonio, he was the greatest of them all. He for 93 years worked, and that is the great work.
There's some Kinetophone actors auditions from 1913. I like to play those every now and then to keep them alive. Heavy on the accents. This next one is from 1997. Let's go there.
This is Campus Radio, 640 AM, TBU. I should say WTBU. And my name is Howard Stern on the Howard Stern Experience. And if you love music, you'll love Deep Purple on TBU, 640. God. Oh my God. Oh.
It's my new obsession. Yeah, think it's not even a question. Think on the lips of your lover. Cause think is the love you discover. Think as the bing on your cherry. Think cause you are so very. It's the color of passion. Cause it is.
long to be your lover. I wanna wrap you in rubber, as pink as the sheets that we lay on. 'Cause pink is my favorite crayon.
I'm Motti, station manager.
Howard Stern.
You want to be a disc jockey?
Very much so. I've wanted to be a disc jockey since I was 7 years old.
What are you, an idiot?
No, sir, I'm not an idiot. In fact, I have a communications degree from Boston University, and I would work very hard for this company if given the opportunity.
You want to see me? You came late yesterday. You came late today. I don't need you. You're fired.
F*** you.
Good. F*** you, you drunk! F*** you 1,000%! F*** you till your asshole is Pepe Donkey ass! Oh, left me many, I guess. Okay, start tomorrow.
107 FM WRNW. I'm Howard Stern with you each and every day, and I've got a great two for Tuesday.
You ready? The way it's said properly is WNBC. This is key. Come on.
WNBC.
No. Gotta be more like this. Listen up. WNBC. You hear that? Kind of lift. NBC.
WNBC. WNBC.
Why don't
WNBC?
WNBC.
sex. It's an equation from hell.
Oh, sex.
It's an equation from hell.
Oh.
It's an equation from hell.
Oh, sex.
It's an equation from hell.
Oh.
Runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when